We were so poor that there was 10 of us kids in the family, and we didn't have any money. There was no money those days. My father's working away for about, oh, I'd say $15 a month, trying to keep 10 of us. And we were so poor, in fact, that when a mouse went by our house, he always went by running on his hind feet with his paws up over his eyes, because he knew that if he came in there, he'd starve to death. It was not in deep, so he always had a better hope of getting something in the next neighborhood. He never stopped our place at all. He always went to the next house. So we had no money. And when we was little kids, well, I used to run down to the store for an old man there lived across the road. And the store was 3.5 miles. And in the morning, he'd come over and he'd give me 5 cents to run down to the store to give him a plug of pipe tobacco called Master Workman. And I'd run 7 miles in the morning after I got my chores done, to go to the store and back again before school. And I'd done that time after time, week after week, and done that for years, the old fella. Well, the kids today wouldn't run 7 miles for 5 cents. They wouldn't run 7 miles if you offered $100, but we had to do it in them days. When in the summertime when haying come, well, we'd go to help these people around haying, and they'd give us 10 cents from working at 1 o'clock in the afternoon till dark at night. We'd rake hay and pitch hay and load hay, and they'd give us 10 cents if we'd go to work then at 1 o'clock and work till dark. Well, we always looked for jobs, see where we get any money, during the little money for ourselves. And those things like that was something that we wanted to do. And in the spring of the year, well, we'd help the old people plant, put the planting in. We'd pull weeds after night after school, and we got our work done. We'd go to somebody's place, and we'd pull weeds till dark, and he'd give us maybe 5 cents or 10 cents for pulling weeds. Of course, that to them days, that 10 cents was a lot of money to us.